2-2. Comedy Bumps 22. Chairwoman out here.
This is K-Trash.
And Smoking Jay.
All right, guys. So we did another live show, and this time we're talking about Bob's Burgers, Raising Hope, Traffic Light, and Mr. Sunshine. So without further ado, I'm going to kick things off with...
Who's Smoking Jay this time? Now, remember, guys, since this is a quote-unquote live episode, there may be some errors in these quotes, but we're gonna roll with it anyway. So we're going to do the rapid round again. 1 minute, identify as many quotes from this week's shows as possible. K-Trash, as our winner last week, has elected
what?
To go first.
What?
So, K-Trash, are you ready?
Yeah, bring it on.
All right. She's better on the page than in person.
Oh, that's Louise talking about Tina and Bob's Burgers.
You better slink away, you big piece of blue vomit.
It's Crystal talking about Smurfs.
I picked up a group of transvestite hookers who showed me a side of this town I've never seen.
That's Bob talking about taxi driving.
And as there have been no reports on the news of mass suicides, we assume he's doing very well.
Yes.
That was Bert on Raising Hope.
Oh.
If it helps, there are things we can do to Smurfs. Untraceable things.
That's Heather talking about Smurfs. Mr. Sunshine.
I want his kids to have hickeys.
That's Louise talking about Tina kissing Jimmy.
I don't call the law. I am the law.
Ooh. Oh, that's Mike on Traffic Light talking about laying it down on the neighbor.
All right. Pretty
How
good
many
round.
Was that?
That was six, I think.
Wow, okay.
Although,
no pressure.
Throwing the gauntlet.
I'm
going
to need you to keep score because I got too many things coming up for you.
All right.
I'm ready to reclaim my throat again.
All right, Chairwoman, now you got to beat six. Six to tie, seven to win outright. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Can I just point out for a second, six is more than the number of fingers in your hand. It's quite a large number.
That is the worst insult ever.
That was,
I just wanted
that
to point
was
it out.
Really
so
lame.
So
I'm glad we have that on tape.
See what
I just wanted to point out how large of a number it was. That's all. All
right, on that note, let's get started. Thanks again for the culottes, gangster.
Pass.
That was Alonzo on Mr. Sunshine. Your father is a very moist sleeper.
Linda, Bob's Burgers, talking about that.
The only therapy I need is a beer and my axe.
Mike on Traffic Light.
Situation?
Skate like the wind, my friend who has no home.
Skate like the wind. Pass.
Now it's Crystal and Mr. Sunshine. A kiss is like a fight with mouths.
Linda on Bob's Burgers giving a message.
No, that was Louise.
Oh, Louise on Bob's
Trainer.
Burgers.
The only guy I'd be into if I were gay, but I'm not.
That is Matt Lauer.
It was Matt Lauer. That was Bert talking from
Raising
Hope. Raising
Hope. Gotcha.
I don't really know what that means.
Wow.
2 points?
Is
that 2 points?
That was a two, yeah.
I would just like to say for the record, though, that I do not look at my notes when I'm doing this test.
I actually didn't look at my notes this time.
So, Kevin, would you say the two is a number that can fit on one hand?
Yeah, it's actually...
And therefore is smaller than your number.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
why this
then
is still a comparative
in that
measurement.
Case, K-Trash is this week's winner. 2 weeks in a row. And he had three times more points than you.
This is how we know the end is coming.
Throwing that out. These live episodes have not been good to you.
I know, they really haven't been.
Well, this is okay because we actually have another segment where we will have a winner, same as last week, which is we're doing a prediction this time where we're all listing our shows from favorite to least favorite and trying to predict someone else's list of shows. Chairwoman Al, would you like to go first?
Yeah, so I think that I'm going to get 4 out of 4 points on this one.
You're predicting me.
Yeah, I am predicting you.
Let's see
what I think.
Wait.
What?
No.
I think your favorite show was Bob's Burgers.
I mean, that's correct, but I sort of gave that one away before.
That was a gimme.
That's not my problem.
Okay.
Spooky J has been raving about Bob's Burgers all week.
The show was the bomb.
Yeah, it was a really good episode. Might be my favorite episode this season so far.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Number two, I put you down for Raising Hope.
That is incorrect.
Don't say Traffic Light.
It was Traffic Light.
Ah! Really? That's a lame.
Number three?
I put three as Traffic Light and four as Mr. Sunshine.
Alright, so you just got two and three switched.
Yes.
So that's two missing points on that one.
Two down?
Two down. Alright, Smoking Jake.
Two down.
I don't know. This is another one of Kevin. K-Trash's scoring system.
I said it's like 2 points,
don't.
2 points, 4 points.
The point scoring system is the number, when you have something wrong, it's the number of spaces away from the correct answer you can be. Because there's various versions of wrong, you know. Missing two and three is not the same as missing one and four.
So we can hear this on the podcast, this scoring system is ridiculous.
This is the most logical way to score. I don't understand.
Proceed.
Okay, can I go?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm predicting K-Trash this week, and I'm going to lead off with number one show for the week for you, I think, was Traffic Light.
Ooh, no.
What the hell is it was?
Who was it? It was Bob's Burgers.
Shit.
Surprisingly.
That means that I think I probably have one and two flipped, so I have Bob's Burgers as number two.
Yes, that's right. So those two are flipped.
Traffic and then
Sunshine.
I have Raising Hope
as
three and Mr. Sunshine as four.
Yep.
See, I thought you would, even if you liked Bob's Burgers better, I thought just to spite me, because I had been talking about how good Bob's Burgers was, that you would not put it first.
So I thought that was going to happen, but you're actually right. It still was a really good episode. Despite my expectations being so high, I was still impressed by it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I don't know.
You took the high road there. I was not expecting that one. That was a surprise.
All right. Well, so I'll go for cheerwoman out here.
So we're even. We're tied right now.
Yeah, you two are tied. I'm quite confident we get a lot wrong. I went first as Bob's Burgers.
No.
I went two as Raising Hope.
You had those flipped.
One and two flipped. Three is Mr. Sunshine.
No, three was Traffic Light.
Really? You put Traffic Light there. I thought you despised Traffic Light.
I do, but the show was better this week.
It was pretty funny this week.
It was pretty funny, yeah.
Even the bad characters weren't so bad this week.
Right. Callie this week was pretty funny, and she's been the one character that I really did not like.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, she wasn't hilarious, but she worked fine with... You know, and I think her boyfriend is one of the funniest characters
in
the show.
Yes.
And really likable.
And
unfortunately,
it was the best...
they don't have much chemistry between them. It would really work better if they did.
But. Yeah. And then the other poor character, Ethan.
Yes.
He just didn't say much this week. He had someone who was in his scenes who was actually funny this week.
Right.
And
but this was the best storyline that Ethan's been in since the show started.
Right.
So what I would say is he hasn't had many good storylines yet, but the way he interacts with the other guys often is funny. And one of my favorite lines from the show was still the first episode when he was complimenting a random woman on her rack in the store when she was working behind the counter. He went up to her and he was explaining how you compliment a woman without it sounding creepy. Like, that is still one of my favorite lines from that show.
Yeah, I remember that. That was on Who's Smoking Jay.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. That was a good one.
So who ends up winning?
So I actually got two mismatched, so I'm down four. so I actually lose this week, and you two tie for
the win.
All right.
All right.
Congratulations.
Everyone wins this week. It's a thing.
No, except for you, who did not win. Well, you did win Who's Fucking Jay.
You already blocked it out of your memory.
So Mr. Sunshine was the bottom of the list for all of us.
Yes.
That show was terrible this week.
It was not
good
this week.
Always.
It was probably the worst episode of the show so far.
The second episode was also, I think, equally as bad as this one.
Yeah.
I mean...
I would say the second one might actually be worse.
I thought the pilot was not good. I liked the second one a little bit more than the pilot.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Wow.
I don't know, it's like Allison Janney is still kind of enjoyable, but And I actually like Alonzo's a little
bit,
too.
I think
he can be funny,
yeah.
But it's just the main storylines just don't make sense, and they're not believable.
Andrea
no.
Anders, who played Alice, was so great on
Better Off Ted,
that we know that she can be really funny, but she's not. She's barely given anything. There's no meat to her role
mm-hmm.
whatsoever in this show. It was not good this week.
And there were two inconsistencies in the show this week.
Okay.
One which Crystal talked about the last time she talked to Roman. He went to military school.
Oh my god, didn't we already tell you we don't care about this inconsistency?
The second
that was
one.
That's like a figure of speech.
Yes.
Okay, whatever. But the second one was at the beginning of the show, they said next week Smurfs will be on. And 2 days later, the Smurfs were on. I mean, maybe it was the weekend.
I think the whole idea
of time in TV shows is a little bit warped.
But there were
two
days.
Just because there was like one day when they came in, that it has to be the next day.
No,
because
he said Roman was going to stay with him for 2 days, and you saw him staying with him for two days.
When I think about continuity problems on TV shows and worry about them, like, this is not those dates that I
Oh, these really
about.
Bother me.
Like, characters, whether or not they're still consistent, stuff like that, or like, whether or not they missed a major plot point, as opposed to timelines from Little Signs.
It bothered me a little bit in Traffic Light, the fact that Ethan,
uh-huh.
the girl Ethan was with,
oh,
was the girl
yeah,
he was
yeah.
with 2 episodes ago,
that's
but
true.
Not the girl
yes.
he was with last episode.
But
that
yes.
sort of thing.
That also, yeah, no, that probably.
But I think that might be because the show got aired out of order or something.
Right, but you always
but
said that, but that's no excuse. Like, you can't air episodes out of order if it doesn't make sense to air them out of order.
I wasn't excusing it, I was just trying to explain it.
Yeah,
it's a retarded thing that networks do.
Right. I don't know.
I don't mean that in a derogatory way.
So you guys didn't like Mr. Sunshine, even though we got to see Alice and Jenny ice skating.
And I can't remember, what was your top one? So we both had Bob Burgers.
My
top
one
top.
Was Raising Hope.
Explain yourself.
I had so many things that I liked about it. The running gag with Mama was my favorite scene this week. Booyah!
That was hilarious.
Yes.
I'll give you that. Mama continuing to play hide-and-go-seek while everyone else was...
I did like that Booyah was the word. It was like the Marco Polo of their hide-and-seek game.
Yes.
That was good, too.
And I also like how they're just developing this universe that they live in, which now includes Uncle Bruce, who is a beloved character actor. They brought back the girl with the dead tooth from Garfunkel and Oates. Paul F. Tompkins showed up. I think the show, I just like it. It's funny and it's great to watch.
I thought it was okay.
And one big thing that I really like about it is how they pace the show. If you think back to the entire episode, so much shit happened. It's amazing how much they condense into one episode.
Yeah, I mean, I like Uncle Bruce. I like that guy. I think he's a great actor. I was actually really excited for the cousin to come back.
Yes.
I can't remember his name, but I remember cousin was in the pilot episode, Maya. Cousin Mike was in the pilot episode, and he was hilarious, and I thought that the interplay with him and the family was going to be really great, and then he disappeared in the second episode, and he hasn't been on. He's coming back. I really didn't think he was funny. I mean, I thought that the idea of him coming back in this reverse polygamist relationship, that was kind of funny, but he wasn't funny. They didn't give him funny lines. They didn't give him anything to do. I was disappointed in that.
Hmm.
And I thought that overall, it didn't throw anything sort of unexpected at all. You know, this has sort of become like what the show is all the time. And I thought it was funny, but I didn't think it was as good as, definitely not as good as Bob Burgers, and not as good as Traffic Light this week either.
Part of it is it's very well executed. And the Bob Burgers episode this week was very good, and it was a very close choice for me. But for me, the reality is I just like Raising Hope more because I like the characters more.
Doesn't matter. So you're not rating it on the individual show that was on.
I mean, both shows are good. And I like both shows. You know, overall, this episode, this week, I like Raising Hope more because I still like spending time with the characters the most right now.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right.
Fair. I actually rated all Bob's Burgers, Traffic Light, and Raising Hope quite high this week. I thought they were all pretty good. So... There wasn't a big gap for me between them. I thought this was a pretty good week.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about Bob's Burgers? Because I feel like your favorite scenes are probably from Bob's Burgers, since
Actually, my favorite scene was from Raising Hope, was the song that, you know, the girl with false tooth was playing and singing with Cousin Mike about polygamous relationships and the love you could find in them. I'm sure there's a clip of it on Hulu. You should check it out, even if you're not going to watch the show.
Yeah, that was, you know, I'm not often a huge fan of comedy songs. You know, I know a lot of people love to do the comedy songs. It's always on Scrubs and Modern Family, Cougar Town. And, you know, it's a little cheesy sometimes. They always seem to go on for too long. But this one was pretty good. They had a lot of good material to work with.
Yeah, it was really good.
So,
and the drawings, the artwork in it was pretty
good. Oh, that's true. Yeah, the
accompanying artwork. Did you have a favorite scene?
It's hard for me to choose a scene, but my favorite scenes for sure would be in Bob's Burgers. I mean, I think there were so many great scenes in Bob's Burgers, but one that just like a little snippet that really sticks out that had like probably my favorite sort of interaction and quotes from the week is when they're at Tina's 13th birthday party, and all of the transvestite hookers are there that Bob has met on his taxi duty. And Louise is talking to, like, the most scantily clad one named Marshmallow. And Louise is like, how did you get your name Marshmallow? And she says, and I quote, because if you show me a sweet potato pie, I am on top of it. And then Louise answers, that's what I thought!
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. Yeah, I like it. It'll never be one of my favorites, but I like it. It's good. It's a good joke.
Wait, why will it never be one of your favorites?
I just...
Prejudice?
I think I am a little bit prejudiced against...
Against hamburger meat owners? Or
no, against the against comedy in the animation format. Like, I love animation, don't get me wrong. And Pixar movies are some of my favorite movies ever, and I think South Park is genius, and I think Simpsons is really great, but it's just not the form that I love the most, personally. I love seeing actors' faces and, like, the physical comedy that comes from actors and stuff, so.
So what was your favorite scene of the week?
I already told you. It was Mama.
Oh,
the scenes of Mama. Hiding
didn't
on the
realize
sort of
that
like
was
collage.
Your, didn't realize
yeah,
it was your favorite of the week.
But I did, speaking of Bob's Burgers, I like the moment when they spotlight Jimmy. That was pretty great. All right, so we're going to wrap things up, with Trash Talk.
Sure. I've got a really quick trash talk segment this week, which I was really inspired by Raising Hope and this hide-and-seek game they were all playing. And I was just sort of wondering...
At 2 p.m. in their pajamas.
At 2 p.m. in their pajamas. I was just wondering, if there was a big hide-and-seek game between all of the characters and all the shows we're watching, who do you think would be the most difficult to find?
Easy.
In which show?
Louise Bosburgers. She's a crafty one. I like
That's
her.
That's true. She was one of my top two.
What about Abed?
Is this outside of the four shows?
I was going to limit it to the four shows this week, but we can open it up.
Be more specific.
I did say, of the shows we watched this week, I thought it was specific enough, but...
I'm going to go back and listen for the this week part. Louise is definitely crafty.
Gene would just give himself away way too quickly.
Gene would be playing sound effects for this hide-and-seek game.
I feel like Heather of Mr. Sunshine would probably be... pretty good.
She would
probably
be committed.
Yes.
Actually be following you around behind you at all times or something like that.
You would never find her because she would find you first.
That's a good call. I guess it's kind of just look for the creepy, huh?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
Creepy, crazy, manipulative, demented. Yeah. I will say that Bob's Burgers was very well plotted this week. I was surprised at how earnest, they're selling their earnestness well. Do you think that there are more TV shows than ever that are like that? Now versus maybe a couple of years ago, the whole earnestness thing is kind of coming back. Sentimentality.
Do you feel like Bob's Burgers is earnest? I mean,
it's pretty earnest. Well, not maybe not earnest, but kind of sweet in a strange way.
I don't know if it's any more sweet than other shows have been in the past.
It's nice because the family, they clearly all love each other and support each other. It's not one of those shows where they're always, like, plotting against each other or something like
but,
that. But they're just all nutty.
Don't you think there are fewer shows these days in comedies where family members are plotting against each other? Modern Family, for instance.
Maybe. Perhaps.
Can't think of any others right now, but I will.
They're plotting against each other? But they always come together in Modern Family, too. There's a lot of...
Yeah, I mean, they always come together in the end, but I feel like a lot of times it's about conflict through the whole show, and then at the end, oh, they come together and they love each other and they're a family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, The Simpsons is more like that, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of, you know, romantic comedies between couples and things like that tend to have that as a strong element.
Mm-hmm.
We just tend not to cover those.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, they've not
been good. Speaking of, was Mad Love, is that?
Mad Love is still
on
the air.
Was it
on
this week?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I did.
What, is it still going?
It's still going.
Still going about how it was going?
Yep. There's no change. It's pretty much what you experienced 2 weeks ago.
And you still holding on to Portlandia for a rainy day?
Still holding on to it. It was rainy. I almost pulled it out this weekend, but... Still keeping it in the
not bucket. Rainy enough.
Not rainy enough.
If the tsunami had hit, maybe.
Yeah, if that tsunami
had
washed over us, then it would be time for Portlandia.
Oh, man.
All right. Is that it for us this week?
That's it.
I think so.
Signing off.
See you later.
Out.